Blog Talk Radio.
Body wine, we do the sweet grind, so we can find.
was an order. And me said she sit on the bed sheets. Please let me retreat. And me bed sheets sit on bed sheets. Ah, my lover said that was so sweet.
You are my king, come on and take me. I've been waiting for so long for someone. I need love.
Tell me how to love you, tell me how. Spirit taught me, yeah. Happy Manic Monday. If you missed Saturday Night Live Saturday night, I hope you found a way to check it out some way, because Rihanna did an awesome, 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 awesome job, and plus Eli Manning as host of SNL on Saturday night. Just an amazing, amazing broadcast. I did my best to stay up, and I did stay awake because I had spent the entire day doing my favorite thing, yard work. But I was definitely exhausted, but I was able to stay awake to see SNL, and it was just an amazing, amazing performance. Just loved it. Jay-Z didn't show up like I had wished, but the performance was great. She and her band and dancers were just amazing, don't you think? I'm in the chat room, and I'll take some calls, 714-409-0614. You know, use me on Mondays. We talk, healthy living, which we do our best to talk healthy living every day because it's so important, and so this is an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's so important to talk about maintaining or tightening up on living healthier lives. Oh, my goodness. So that was Rihanna, and, of course, your Dread Days. I Tell Soul and Always the opening song by Maurice Mills, my dear friend, Round and Round. Before I go any further, I'm going to take a moment of silence for a dear friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine, named Jack Solian, but he's been a longtime New Yorker for many, many years now, and that is a friend of mine, a music lover of mine, a fashion lover. He worked in the finance industry in New York, and his dad is a prominent doctor here in the Jackson Metro area. His dad is fantastic, and mom just celebrated their 42nd anniversary, like this past Valentine's Day. I must send my condolences and love, and everything, just hugs and kisses. I just can't say enough. It's unbelievable to me that Mr. Robert Smith Jr. has passed away. He passed away on Thursday night, one of his close friends in New York told me. But the way I found out was looking at his Facebook page, and I saw funeral service arrangements, and I was just surprised. I was like, oh, my God, not Dr. Robert. And I was, like, inquiring about, well, why I haven't heard, because obviously wasn't his father, because it would have been breaking news here in Jackson, Mississippi, because like I said, his dad is very well known, successful, prominent doctor down here, and so it would have been breaking news all over the media, and I'm like, oh my goodness, and then I wasn't getting a response from Robert Jr. and my mom, and I was putting two and two together, and I just couldn't believe, and then, you know, his fellow friends in New York were saying rest in peace. And thank God, I was wanting to know what was going on. And thank God I heard from one of his close friends, and she disclosed to me that he had passed away on Thursday night. And so on. So I was not aware that he was ill. I had noticed that he had not been really frequently posting, but I figured he'd just been busy, busy, busy. I think the last time we really spoke was his on his birthday time, and that's around the time he took ill, but we had been keeping tabs, and I know that Robert Jr. was an avid listener of the show, and we always have been supportive of one another. He's a friend of mine. When I worked at a popular clothing store, Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, he was always one of my favorite customers, best customers. We mutually loved music, especially Prince music, and just always an encouraging guy. So I send condolences to New York friends and family and loved ones also. And I'm looking at his last post on Facebook on March the 7th, and it says, what can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family. A quote by Mother Teresa. My goodness. On his Facebook page, this is what I caught my attention. Funeral services will be held at Abyssinian Baptist Church at 132 West 138th Street on Wednesday, May the 7th, for repast. In lieu of flowers, please consider making donations to UNCF Tougaloo College. And Tougaloo College, of course, many of you know, prominent college here in Tougaloo, Mississippi. And but one of his close friends told me that the funeral service would be on Thursday. And so I guess we'll be receiving information regarding his funeral services down here in the cemetery that he would be buried at. So keep you all updated on that. And also, after I go off the air, I'm going to tune in and listen to one of my fellow Republican friends, Russell Latino. He will be guest co-hosting on Super Talk Mississippi. So just tune to 97.3 from 6 to 9 or log on to Super Talk Mississippi, SUPERTALKMS. He's a local law attorney here in the Jackson Metro area, Madison Regional area, and Mr. Russell Latino. And we are one of the fellow Repubs and also members of the Facebook group Madison County GOP and Facebook friends. But he would be on the air from 6 to 9, and also two senators would be on the air at 11, Will Longwood and Kenny Wayne Jones. Go way back with Kenny Wayne. Also, Will Longwood is a Republican, and Kenny Wayne Jones, that represents Canton, is a Democrat, and they will be on Super Talk Mississippi also at 97.3 or visit Super Talk MS. So I love talk radio, period. I've always loved Super Talk, talk radio. Do any of you ever listen to Dennis Miller? I love Dennis Miller talk show, just a good show. And his sidekick, I can't think of the guy's name, but he amuses me. He's always laughing at David's jokes. Dennis jokes, please excuse me because I'm sipping on hot tea. But hugs to everyone, our listeners worldwide. Thank you so much for your support. The views are just blasting. So I've just been amazed since the premiere of the show. Reverend J.C. Jackson has been in town also over the weekend. I found out on Friday he was coming to town. So he met with community leaders, religious leaders, politicians, and community leaders yesterday. I don't know if he would be on hand for the announcement later on this afternoon when my councilperson, Ward Councilperson 2, Lumumba, Councilperson Lumumba, announces his campaign will start because he's running for mayor 2013. So his campaign he's kicking off his campaign to run for the mayor of City of Jackson. My current mayor, who is Republican-friendly, Mayor Harvey Johnson, he's our current mayor, and this is his third term. He was first elected in 97, then reelected, and then the late Frank Melton was elected. And then on the day that Mayor Johnson won in 2008, Mayor Melton, former late Mayor Melton, held that in front of him. He took sick and went to the hospital, and he died. He never came home, but he died. Oh, yes, he became ill before the polls closed on Election Day. But Mayor Johnson was leading anyway. But but Mayor Melton, he was a strong man, a strong-willed man. So he didn't give up. He just kept campaigning until that last day. But we have Lumumba, and some of you might recognize his name because he is a well-known attorney in Michigan and in the state of Mississippi. But he's the attorney that was behind Hep and Frieda Scott Sisters last year. You all saw that on international news. And plus, he is the attorney that handled Tupac's case. The case regarding sodomy and sexual assault and other situations that Tupac was in. Matter of fact, that's when Tupac and I met each other at one of Lumumba's events back in '93, in spring of '93. Ironically, on the campus of Tougaloo College in Tougaloo, Mississippi. But he will be announcing at 1 o'clock p.m. Those of you that are in the Jackson area who did not know this will be announcing his run for mayor at 1 o'clock press conference. There do I plan to attend. I thought I would go test driving because you heard me tell my friend Kevin Dorsey and his cousin, Mr. Ted Anderson, who will be returning on Friday because of a part two of our convo. Because those of you that were listening, you noticed we did not finish our talk. So they agreed to come back to the show on Friday to talk more sports and to talk more business, and especially about their new car dealership, which will be opening within the next couple months. And Reg Roughneck and I will be talking tomorrow for a specially sports edition of Culture Shock Entertainment tomorrow, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. We will be talking boxing, basketball, NFL, probably golf, you know, but golf. NASCAR has been hot, but so much we can squeeze in the 45 minutes. And most definitely, I know Reg want to talk about Deion Sanders and Pilar, and I know he wants to talk about Junior Seau's, and, you know, so we've been talking about, we had a good discussion yesterday about boxing, and so that's amazing. But I had been talking about spring cleaning, and I've seen an amazing, I'm looking at a story now from Associate Press that North Carolina is to vote on gay marriage ban. But back to what I was saying, I received an email based on a story that we've been talking about, and that is spring cleaning. So I had it on my, whenever I don't jot my notes down and refer to my Android, that is when my page vanished and my screen had vanished, but I'm pulling it up right now on my Facebook page. And shout out to all my online friends and offline friends, to my friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace. Shout out to MPG, Elisa Filarilla, and these and the MPG and Prince. They're rocking and rolling in Australia, so shout out to you guys. And I'm looking at Morris right now on Facebook. He's talking stuff. Talking about why people ask him why he hasn't married yet, and he's answering people back. And he's talking about friends, don't let friends drive drunk. So I was looking at some stuff that Morris Mills is talking about. Checking out Courtney Courtman Young, well-known radio personality in Baltimore, Maryland. Tony B and Big D, his question of the day is, okay, so I was working at a club this weekend, and something happened that tripped me out, so he has a question of the day. I love his questions of the day. And April D. Ryan, journalist, I love her stories. I love watching her reports on TV and then her Facebook friend and so on. So I'm just looking at things as I get to this story about spring cleaning, how important it is to spring clean in your kitchen, and especially your cupboards. There are certain items that will be best if we left out of our cupboards. So I am on my way to pulling this back up. There I am. This is, and Prince, we'd be glad when you come back and rock America, because you still have more cities to tour. You still have the Deep South, and you still have the Midwest where you're from. And so, you know, we're looking forward to you guys in Deep South, and I'm sure your friends and family in the Midwest looking for you to come back. So I had the story, and it just vanished from my fingertips. I love my MyTouch. If you all are looking for a new phone or Android, definitely should holler at T-Mobile. Shout out to T-Mobile. And check out the MyTouch, and check out the other phones also. Amazing. I love T-Mobile. I see Smooth Vega, he loves T-Mobile also. A couple of days ago, he made a comment about how much he loves T-Mobile. And I love T-Mobile too. Amazing company. I've been with T-Mobile since 2007. Okay. I'm trying not to keep things silent on air while I pull this back up regarding spring cleaning in your cupboard. But Thank you so much to Mr. Kevin Dorsey and Ted Anderson and to my cousin Linda White Oliver, author based in Dallas, Texas, for sharing and coming on the show and being a part of the show. I thank and appreciate you all so much. Really, I do, and the listening audience just love it. And also, cousin Linda White reviews, those of you that travel. So we're going to get her to share with us some of her reviews and also to share with you all where you can read her reviews. But one thing that she advised to me, and she also said I should share with you guys, and that is to check out Travel Advisor, especially if you're planning to travel. And because Travel Advisor is just an amazing website and provides you awesome information regarding places that you need to know about before making your reservations and during the process of making your reservations, just making sure that it's the place that you really think it is, and also regarding to, economics, what is economically feasible for you. Also, I know it was right here at my fingertips in the article that I would like to share with you all. Here it goes. It's from Anytime Health. I love Anytime Health articles. And it's spring cleaning your kitchen. We have 2 more minutes of live streaming, and I'll continue on over time because the 30 minutes will run out. And the number is 714-409-0614. You can, if you don't feel like getting online, and you can just pick up the phone and dial that number and just listen. And whenever you want to make a comment, just press the number 1. I'm vibing the Vice President's opinion regarding same-sex marriage. I'm vibing that. You know, it's good that he understands that. Oh, let's see. But what's up? What's up today? It's Manic Monday. This weekend will be Mother's Day weekend, in case some of you need to be reminded. Mother's Day weekend, and also this weekend I will be hosting my first Mark Beauty Bash also at Samira's. And if you're in the Jackson Medical Mall, remember to get you a healthy sandwich and a smoothie for Samira at Bottoms Up Smoothie Bar, located in Jackson Medical Mall, close to Piccadilly. And Samira, she also owns Samira Restaurant at 1038B East Woodrow Wilson at Martin Luther King Boulevard. So I'm celebrating my birthday in August, on August 11th. Shout out to my Funky Purple family, those of you that love, you know, Minneapolis sound music, because definitely a lot of my Minneapolis friends will be there, people that love Minneapolis sound music. That's what I mean. And so on, because it's going to be a jam session. The last time I had a little get-together like that was when I turned 30. I'm turning 44 this year, and I loved it when I turned 30. My request was just for friends to get together, and we had an amazing good time. But, you know, this time being a birthday celebration, I'm kicking off the day going to the zoo. And for my friends with kids and stuff, you know, I'll invite it. But, you know, late time, that's, you know, for adults. But I invited my nieces, and I mean, they're pretty practical adults. When I was a teenager, I was going places, having a blast. But it's clean up that phone. My goodness, they just get my fingertips again. And I sure want to talk about this, okay? 3 things that we should not have in my cupboard are hydrogenated oil, high fructose corn syrup, Fibrosol A. Those are items that we should not have. We should spring clean and get those items out of our cupboard. I'm going to share and tweet and post on Facebook this article. But those are 3 things that we should do. The article says, haven't looked in your cupboards lately? Do away with these 3 scary ingredients. I'm just trying to get my You know when the screen gets, the letters get small on you? My vision is good, but when the screen gets too small, you can't read a thing. Okay. And you can read it yourself when I post it on my Facebook page, which I think that's what's going to have to happen. But those are the three things that, regarding to spring cleaning and healthy living, that you should not have in your cupboard. And also, this is the time for weddings also, and the article just popped up. We're right behind the article that I was talking about, the three things that you should spring clean out of your kitchen. That's wedding gifts, do's and don'ts. My cousin Linda and I was talking about weddings the other day. She received an invite to a wedding here in Jackson, and this is definitely not only prom and graduation season, but it is also wedding season. June is fastly approaching, and so on. It seems like all season is time for that. But I'm going to post that up because time is running out, but I want to elaborate on it. If I can hurry up and get that back on the screen, I sure will. And also congratulations to France regarding the election of their new president, President François Hollande. Is that correct? So they have a new president. France has a new president. So congratulations to France regarding the new president. And so let's see. So, like I said, I'm not talking sports right now. I just want to let you all know to tune in tomorrow when Rich Rusnick and I discuss sports and just our perspective. And I will say congratulations to the Thunder regarding getting the job done. But at least the Mavericks didn't make it to the playoffs. You know, I had to put that in. But Rich Rusnick was certainly behind his celebrated victory. Plaza, because I love West End Marketplace down there, and he was just talking about how fun it is to go to, he was celebrating the Victory Tavern, so you all hear all about it, because that's where he was when the boxing match was on, and so on. So we were talking about his experience there, watching the fight at Victory Tavern, so you all hear his shake on how much fun he had there watching the Mayweather. And those of you who didn't know Mayweather did win. But next Monday, I want to talk about this book that I talked with you all about a couple of weeks ago, which was written by Michelle Stanton, the fitness director of prevention, the largest health magazine in the U.S., with nearly 11 million readers. It's an amazing book about living healthy. And it is a book and a journal. It's called Walk Off Weight Journal, The Daily Push to Permanent Weight Loss. And I've been reading my book, and I've been practicing with my exercise band. But I need to resume my power walking. I'm always walking and working and working hard and exercising. I do exercise daily, but I'm definitely going to start studying and following directions from this book. So next Monday, we're going to share parts of this book. And if you haven't gotten you a copy, get your copy from Prevention Magazine. It's called Walk Off Weight Edition. I guess you can just visit their website. And if you visit their website, you'll see the book. But this is what the back of the book says. It says, Walk Off Weight shows you how you can achieve lasting weight loss one step at a time with revolutionary interval walking and strength training workouts. You can track your exercise, meals, and more in the Walk Off Weight Journal, an essential tool to keep you motivated as you walk into the best shape of your life. With weekly exercise overviews and technique-focused tips, this customizable daily journal allows you to chart your personal progress, the duration of the WOW program, and helps you to stay on course for additional 8 weeks as you blaze your own trail to success. And so the journal is amazing. What I have read in the book is very good and informative, and the journal is really healthy. At the front of the journal, it has a personal profile, and it's called My Get Healthy Contract, and it says in this contract, I blank me Beth do solemnly swear to make myself a priority and to follow the walk off weight program. My goal, blank, being overweight or out of shape makes me feel blank. I want to achieve this goal because achieving this goal means blank. With my stronger, slimmer, fitter body, I plan to blank. And then you sign your name. And then at the end of the contract, it says, now lace up your walking shoes and get ready for a journey that's going to take you to a healthier and happier way of life. See, you know, so in other words, I have yet to re-enter going to the gym, but I need to, but there's certain things that I need to do on ellipticals. And, but one thing about it, you can't say, well, I have no time to exercise. We all can take time to exercise. If it's 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening time, right at home doing exercises, basic exercises. Some of my favorite exercises are basic exercises, like jumping jacks. And you definitely should stretch every day. I'm surprised at people that say they don't stretch. Because, I know you're still. My goodness. It's important just to stretch. If we're just doing a tippy-toe, reaching to the sun, type stretching exercises. I mean, that's the start, you know, to loosen up and warm your muscles up and so on. But I just wanted to share that. I guess I'll go ahead and conclude the show. There is much more I should be talking about and much more that I should be saying. But if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. And our anniversary, happy birthday to you. Congratulations to those of you that have graduated and plan to graduate during this graduation season. And I just love you all and hugs and kisses, and I thank you all and for your continued support and your feedback and your constructive criticism as Culture Shock Entertainment Reports consistently develops. Have some amazing interviews in the near future, you know, from beauty, fashion, entertainment, sports, et cetera, and community. And remember, send me your community news regarding what you're doing, not just the projects that you're working on, but also your humanitarian efforts, projects that are dear to your heart and things that you are doing. You know, just keep me informed regarding that so I can at least mention it on my show and mention it on my show and in my blog. Most definitely. And definitely keep me updated. Email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTSHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Please excuse me, but I think someone was talking. I know someone was talking to me. So if you were wondering why I was like hesitating. But email me at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTSHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Send me your music. Let me know if you would like to be a guest to talk business, entertainment, fashion, beauty, your new projects, your community efforts. There's a lot of fundraisers going on. So it's real important to other listening audiences. If not 61K views, it have reached it. It has surpassed it now. I like to check the stats before airtime, but this morning, I had a hard time waking up this morning. I must be honest. I'm sipping this hot tea right now. But I don't know the exact views this morning, but I know we probably have exceeded 61K. And you'd be amazed at the people that will really come out and show support. And this is a vehicle of promotions and a vehicle of, I love to expose and promote, and it's really, it's a blast to network with you. And I thank you so much for showing me love and so on. But excuse me, someone was talking to me or saying something to me, and I'm like still on the air. But again, I just thank you. All my information is on the profile also. If you're not Facebook, I'm sure most of you are Facebook fans with me and on LinkedIn and MySpace and Reverb Nation. Oh, I have some awesome new music for my Reverb Nation friends to share with you. And also the real Pete G, he has a new video out and new music also. He's one of my favorite YouTube friends. And I need to touch base with Oki Ricky regarding his projects, because I know he filmed his video that he talked about when he was a guest on here a couple of months ago. So definitely need to get him back on the air to talk about what's going on and that summer tour that he had told us about. But I definitely thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to end the show again playing Talk That Talk by Rihanna. I can't wait to see the video. Hurry up and premiere the video, Rihanna and Jay-Z. Because I love that song. I love all of Rihanna's music. I loved her music. I love Rihanna. She's like my little sister in my head since day one. She's an amazing person. But shout out to the MART community and looking forward to the MART training class. Oh, my God. I hope I get a chance to listen to the MART training class today live at 2. So shout out to my MART mentor, Mandy Smith in Georgia, and my regional sales manager, Kelly Gaynor, and MART people in New York City also. Thank you so much, and shout out to Council Person of War 2, my ward, Lumumba, regarding his announcement later on today at 1 o'clock regarding his run for mayor for 2013. So God bless. Shout out to, I had planned to go test drive a car, but this morning, and then some other, then I thought about I need to do something else, but I need to take care of some things and just get on straight to the press conference. And so shout out to Samira also, Samira's and Bobby's up also. But I love you all. Thank you. Contact me, email me, tweet me at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRE, SHOKENT. And also, if you love beauty and fashion and jewelry, at Mark, Beth Mark Girl. It's BETHMARKGRL. And remember also, Neil Thacker just needs to solidify a date when he would be a guest also. He is a very successful real estate investor. He and his group do amazing things in the Chicago area and other areas in the U.S. And remember, he will be a guest also in the near future. We just need to confirm a date, and we will definitely let you know, because you don't want to miss him talking about real estate. Okay? And also piracy, because he is a proponent of protecting artists and musicians, helping artists and musicians protect their intellectual property. Okay? So thank you so much for your support, and be good, and I love you, and I thank you. God bless.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocko in my restroom. Sing a sax actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big.